Hi guys, thanks again for tuning in to another episode of Northern Transmissions. This episode features Kyle Wilson of the Kill Rock Stars band Malegres. So let's get into a track right away. This is the song Glowing Mouth from the album with the same title, released in 2011 on the Kill Rock Stars label.
Still alive, open.
And that was the track Glowing Mouth, which I chatted a bit with Kyle about, as well as his love of mountain climbing and how it inspired the album.
It's funny that you're calling from British Columbia, because that's actually where I went on a really long expedition up there.
Right.
In a really remote part of the coastal range there. It's called the Waddington Range. It's beautiful. It's so beautiful up there. But we took, we left from Vancouver Island and took a float plane into like a tiny little lake, and then walked, 60 or so miles through this like really remote range. And it's so beautiful, and you can't see it from anywhere. You can't see that these huge glaciers and like ice, giant ice fields and stuff exist up so much higher than like the cities around there, and you can't see them, but they're there, and it's just like amazing.
Right.
Amazing places. I think that the experience of being up there had a huge impact on this album. Just kind of like the vastness and the solitude of it. The part of the experience that had the most impact on me was definitely the positive part, because if you're a climber, you're going to occasionally get hurt. And it wasn't like a super serious injury. I mean, I'm fully recovered. A lot of the lyrics on this album were sort of stream of consciousness. And the Glowing Mouth is definitely, I think that the line in the chorus kind of sums the song up for me, but the title was really kind of just an image that was like loosely tied to some of the ideas in the song, but it doesn't have any really specific meaning or anything like that.
Hope you guys are enjoying my interview with Kyle from Alegres. If you want more information about the band, you can go to their website at malegresmusic.com, or you can go to the label's website, killrockstars.com. They are about to tour Europe with Cymbals Eats Guitars, so you can that should be a great little package tour, by the way. But you can get more info on either website about that. Let's get into another song. This is the track Gentle Beast off the 2011 Glowing Mouth album.
Loved a girl when I was 12. From a book, everything's in. To a wide rule, pages in pen, and I saved each note in a box. One day I could read them again, but I'll never feel the way that I felt. Like wolves howl out at the wind. They know there's nothing to kill and no mate to win. And when the snow comes, the beast puts himself to bed. I'll never say what I should say, not in this paved up ghetto yard, all chicken boned subway cars. She saved my teeth. See you again.
If you would like a bit more information about the show, please go to www.northerntransmissions.com. Just if you want to email us, it's northerntransmissions@gmail.com. You can feel free to send some love our way. We can always use that. Next, we talked a little bit about the signing with Kill Rock Stars and the recording of the album, which was produced by bassist keyboardist Fraser from the band.
Basically, they heard our record and they wanted to sign us. And it's very uncommon for a label these days, and especially unlikely for a label like Kill Rock Stars, that's kind of an indie artist friendly label, to sign a band that they've never seen live before. And we were just really fortunate that they liked our record enough that they wanted to sign us before they saw us. And then, of course, the first time they saw us was very nerve-wracking. We were afraid that they were going to think that they'd made a mistake, but I think they've been very pleased with our live performance as well. I think the progression of having, you know, Fraser record and produce the record, it just came really, really naturally. He had actually recorded and mixed the previous record that we were working on, which was actually before he was in the band. And then some changes happened, and we brought Fraser into the band, and it just made sense to have him record it because he's really skilled. He's got lots and lots of equipment, he's an amazing producer to work with, basically. But I think we would have liked, and we would like in the future, to have someone else potentially mix our records. I can't speak for everyone else, but I'm pretty content to continue working with Fraser because I think he's got a lot of really, really amazing ideas. You know, Fraser and I actually have kind of a little bit of a different perspective, and that's maybe what makes the final product good, because I probably come from a little bit more of like a lo-fi sort of, leave your mistakes in kind of mindset. And he's definitely got a much more sort of, I would say, refined, polished, big, round wall of sound kind of mentality.
I was restless. I was young.
I was reading too, you were pretty close to quitting, if I'm not mistaken. You were pretty close to giving up music at one point. Are you,
sure.
Are you glad you're still writing and touring?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think I'll always be, no matter what the circumstances are, I'll always be writing just because it kind of is something that comes naturally to me, and it's sort of what I do with myself when I haven't got anything else to do, which I guess is, that becomes rarer and rarer as you get older, right? But I mean, I also love, believe it or not, I love climbing, and I definitely... I've been so busy this year with the band, but I certainly miss it. So, who knows? Maybe I'll quit playing music just yet. No, I'm just kidding. I'm definitely glad that we're doing what we're doing right now. During the period of time when I was writing songs for this album, I don't think I had any illusions about them being heard by anyone necessarily. You know, like, I was sort of just writing them to write them. And fortunately, I had, Fraser was really a driving force behind the creation of the album. He really pushed it forward and turned it into something that was cohesive and presentable and, kind of helped us put it out into the world, which is really good.
And are you a little surprised and, like, happy with all, because you said you didn't expect the record or the music to do much yet. It's out obviously on Kill Rock Stars, and it's gotten great reviews. I mean, are you a little blown away by that, or?
Yeah, I am. I think it's sort of interesting to get to a point where you're not only getting, you're getting great reviews, but you're also getting great reviews from people whose stuff you may have read. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's definitely been crazy. But I think more so than reviews, what matters to me is the fact that we can get out on the road and play shows, and there are people there who either like the record or who become a fan of the band when they see us play live. It's kind of like that personal connection that drives me, I think, in the end, more so than, good reviews or good press.
More than one review, I have in a few. Compared to Prince, what's your opinion on that one?
That's one of the few comparisons that we get that I really, really like. I love Prince. And I think, I'm not, like, super familiar with his work, but I love his style. So, especially I love his vocal style. I think he's really, like, an amazing vocalist. I definitely think that's a great comparison to hear.
Can you tell me a bit about the sleepover shows and the concept behind it?
Oh, the sleepover shows? Yeah, that's actually something that there's a couple people who do it in Boston, and so we were playing in Boston, and they wanted to film us, so we just decided, for the moment, we decided to do it on top of this parking garage, because we were walking around looking for a quiet place where we could pull it off, and, Boston's a big city, a lot going on there. So we saw this parking garage, and we asked the attendant if we could go and film on top of the roof. And he said you can, but there's apparently there was a retirement home just adjacent to the parking garage. So he was like, "Do quickly and be quiet, because if they wake up, they may call the police." So we got up on top of the parking garage, and as we started to perform, a couple people came to their windows and started coming out onto balconies. Yeah, there we go. Sorry. And I think that they were actually enjoying it, because they were like, they were waving down, and certainly nobody called the cops or anything like that. It was a perfect place to record the session, because it was like up above the noise of the city and everything. It was really nice.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening again to another episode of Northern Transmissions. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Kyle Wilson from Malegres for doing the show. Please check out malegremusic.com. Please check out our website at northerntransmissions.com or find us on Twitter at northerntrans. Thanks, as always, to the young gun on the board, Spencer Carson, the great producer from the sky. Let's close out with the track Halfway from the 2011 release, Glowing Mouth.
My eyes roll.